Football players from Ivory Coast and Nigeria are being rewarded with cash, houses, and honors following the Africa Cup of Nations final. The winning squad from Ivory Coast will receive $82,000 and a villa worth a similar amount. President Alassane Ouattara praised the players for bringing happiness to the country. In Nigeria, each member of the squad has been awarded the Member of the Order of the Niger, one of the country's highest honors. They will also receive an apartment and a piece of land near the capital, Abuja. South Africa, who finished in third place, will receive approximately $52,000 per player. The cash, houses, and honors are in addition to the prize money awarded by the Africa Cup of Nations. The winners, Ivory Coast, will receive $7 million, while runners-up Nigeria will receive $4 million. The tournament enjoyed record-breaking viewership, with almost 2 billion people watching worldwide. Analysts hope that this increased global appreciation for African football will lead to more World Cup spots for African teams in the future. Currently, Africa has 9 World Cup spots compared to Europe's 13, despite having a similar number of FIFA-affiliated countries. In the past, African national teams have faced issues with unpaid salaries and bonuses. The Cameroon team, who impressed in the 1990 World Cup, had to wait over 30 years to receive the houses they were promised. Last year, South African women's footballers won a pay dispute after boycotting a match in protest. It is hoped that the rewards and recognition given to the players from Ivory Coast and Nigeria will set a positive precedent for future tournaments and ensure that players are properly compensated for their efforts.